It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain and snow, made me work in the cold rain and snow.
Just snow in the mountains, don't worry, but plenty of rain in the forecast this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about how all that rain and snow are affecting our water supplies. And what about ski season this year? First, let's hear your forecast, Cliff.
Well, today we'll have a little bit of rain, but mainly along the coast in the north part of western Washington. A weak warm front is now moving northward. And, you know, maybe from Hoquiam north, we'll get some decent rain around the San Juans and Bellingham. But in central Puget Sound, maybe a sprinkle or two this morning. Not too bad. Lots of clouds. But temperatures are cooled down. They're only going to go up into the low 50s. Now, tomorrow is when we get the real action. A fairly strong cold front will be moving through very slowly during the day. And so I would expect clouds the whole day, and we'll have some steady rain. You know, maybe we'll get a quarter to half an inch here in the lowlands, and they'll maybe get an inch or two up in the mountains. It's going to be too warm at first to get much snow at any of the elevations people care about. But then things change on Sunday. On Sunday, an upper-level trough moves in from the northwest, and that's a relatively cool, showery pattern. The freezing level, which will get up to probably 5,500 feet tomorrow, will drop back down to maybe 3,500 feet on Sunday. And so on Sunday, we'll have some showers of rain in the lowlands, but I think there'll be some snow showers, certainly above 3,500, 4,000 feet in the mountains. So the higher ski areas will start picking up a little bit more snow. And then as we get into next week, we have basically a series of systems coming through. I mean, there'll be a break probably on Tuesday, and then another system coming in on Wednesday, Thursday. So we've made the transition now to a typical November pattern, cooler temperatures, and persistent storms coming in every few days.
So the wet weather has really just returned in recent weeks, but you've already written this week on your blog that our reservoirs have filled up with 3 months' worth of water. That seems awfully fast.
That's right. You know, one interesting issue about water supply here is that most of the heavy lifting is done by a relatively few storms. So maybe 5 to 10 storms do most of the work in filling our reservoirs and supplying our water. And we had one of them. You know, last weekend, some places in the mountains got 8 to 12 inches of liquid water. Higher elevations got snow. And that is a considerable amount of water, enough that, for instance, the Chester Morris Reservoir that feeds Seattle went up by like 12 to 15 feet. If you look at water usage, that's equivalent to maybe 3 or 4 months of water in the lowlands. So it's pretty amazing. And that's true of many other reservoirs around the area. So that was one storm. It had a big positive impact. And if we just get maybe 5 or 7 more of them, I mean, that's basically the water supply for the year. Even California got some rain and snow, and the Sierra got a lot of snow as well.
So things are looking better, and this is definitely not a repeat of last year with that evil ridge that was locked in above us.
That's right. The most important thing people need to consider is this is not last year. Things are very different. And one reason it's different is because of this powerful El Nino that's developed. It's very strong. It's getting stronger. The temperatures in the eastern Pacific are warming up even now. And so we are going to see the profound effects of El Nino in disturbing the flow pattern in the mid-latitudes. And one thing it tends to do is produce a trough offshore that works against that big ridge we had last year. I mean, last year and the year before were very unusual, and that's because of the big ridge right offshore. That will not happen this year because of El Nino. That's what all the models are saying. So El Nino years give us a little bit of warmth. They're a little bit drier than normal, but it's not going to be anything like last year. I mean, the snowpack actually looks fairly decent, maybe 70-80% of normal, not the 20% of normal of last year.
What about snow and skiing? Everybody wants to know, should I buy a ski pass this year?
Well, you know, I'm really careful about this. You know, I don't want to be responsible for people spending money on ski passes. But last year, the snow in the mountains was 20% of normal. This year, I think it'll be 70 to 80%. That's typically what we see with a strong El Nino. 70 to 80% of normal means that there'll be skiing. It may not be the greatest skiing in the world, particularly at Snoqualmie or the lower elevation places, but there will be skiing, and it should be a lot better than last year. So I'll let people decide whether they want to get that snow pass.
As soon as Thanksgiving, you said?
Well, already we have about a foot at some of the ski areas, like Crystal Mountain and the upper ranges of Stevens. There is going to be more snow this week, and the model suggests that over the next 7-8 days, there could be at least another foot or two in the North Cascades. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but there is a chance for skiing, at least in some of the higher ski areas, at Thanksgiving or around then.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.